To prevent al-Qaeda operating here in the U.S., the government is keeping up strong counterterrorism efforts, among them an advertising campaign in Spanish for American communities where that language is widely spoken. As Sue Ellicott reports, the campaign is not just a matter of translating the words in the copy.
You can find the posters at bus stops scattered around Los Angeles. They show an elderly Latino man with a kindly face sitting cross-legged under the word terrorismo. On his back are white, feathery wings. Office cleaners Humberto Sandoval and his wife Elsa Lainez have noticed the ads.
We saw it once. It was white.
But we didn't pay much attention.
Who is this winged figure? Is he dead? Well, no, he's working for the U.S. government. He's a guardian angel, a symbol of protection in Latin culture. The Department of Homeland Security is using him to try to get Latinos to click on listo.gov, a Spanish language website that tells them what to do if America is hit by terrorists again. But Sandoval and Lainez have not called the toll-free number on the posters or clicked on the website. Like most of their immigrant friends, they don't own a computer. Still, they are worried about terrorism, especially on the L.A. subway, and a guardian angel does speak to them.
For Latinos, it's very important. The angel takes care of our soul.
The National Angel de Guardia campaign doesn't have an English version. It was designed specifically for America's Spanish speakers, created by the ad agency Elevacion and the non-profit Ad Council, which gave us Smokey Bear and McGruff the Crime Dog.
It was a campaign that we felt was emotionally right on.
That's Jim Learned, Elevacion's managing director.
The whole message needed to be apathy is the enemy and preparedness is your defense. And there are a lot of other issues that go into play there. But in Spanish, there's a whole saying, which is más vale prevenir.
Prevention is better than a cure. Learned's creative team also came up with video spots that run on Spanish language television. They pair the grandfatherly guardian angel with a beautiful younger female angel. There's no story, but lots of edgy atmosphere. The angels stand on a hillside overlooking Los Angeles and speak in well-known Spanish idioms, phrases so popular they transcend the many cultural and language barriers between Latinos from different countries.
Como no ven la amenaza, no sienten el peligro.
Ojos que no ven, corazón que no siente.
The first line is, they don't see the threat, they don't feel the danger, and right away, you sort of create that intrigue, and then the female angel responds, I guess in English it would be out of sight, out of mind. And again, we're sort of approaching that idea of apathy as the danger here.
The ad ends with the narrator saying ominously, "You might not want to think about it, but the threat of a terrorist attack is real. Are you ready?"
La posibilidad de un ataque terrorista es real. ¿Estás listo?
Homeland Security says since the campaign began last December, 12,000 people have visited listo.gov and thousands have also called for information. That's out of more than 35 million Hispanics living in the United States. Some security experts worry that terrorists may try to sneak across the border with undocumented workers from Mexico. But Susan Neely, Homeland Security's Assistant Director for Public Affairs, says this campaign is not an effort to enlist informants, nor is it meant to scare anyone.
This is all about what you and your family can do to better prepare for an emergency.
However, a new study by the independent RAND Corporation concludes that the advice on Homeland Security's websites often lacks detail and can be confusing. Back at the Los Angeles bus stop, the guardian angel has a long way to go before he's up there with Smokey Bear as a national icon. That won't stop passenger Humberto Sandoval from believing in guardian angels.
Everybody has a guardian angel, no matter where they're from.
But he also told me that many of his friends, who are working in America without papers, wouldn't ever visit a government website for fear of revealing who or where they are. For Day to Day, I'm Sue Ellicott.
A final note, the Department of Homeland Security has declared September National Preparedness Month. And with school starting again, the department is starting a new program to teach children how to prepare for a terrorist attack. The program comes complete with a cartoon mascot guard dog.